He ended by encouraging Schrödinger to discuss the contents of his letter with Planck and Einstein. When Schrödinger informed him of the exchange with Bohr, Einstein replied that the Heisenberg-Bohr tranquilizing philosophy, or religion, is so delicately contrived that for the time being it provides a gentle pillow for the true believer from which he cannot very easily be aroused. So, let him lie there. 4 months after collapsing, Einstein was still weak, but no longer confined to his bed. To continue his convalescence, he rented a house in the sleepy town of Scharbeutz on the Baltic coast. There he read Spinoza and enjoyed being away from the idiotic existence one leads in the city. It was almost a year before he was well enough to return to his office. He would work there all morning before going home for lunch and a rest until 3 o'clock. Otherwise, he was always working, recalled Helen Dukas, sometimes all through the night. During the Easter vacation of 1929, Pauli went to see Einstein in Berlin. He found Einstein's attitude regarding modern quantum physics reactionary because he continued to believe in a reality where natural phenomena unfolded according to the laws of nature, independently of an observer. Shortly after Pauli's visit, Einstein made his views perfectly clear as he received the Planck Medal from Planck himself. I admire to the highest degree the achievements of the younger generation of physicists, which goes by the name quantum mechanics, and believe in the deep level of truth of that theory, he told the audience. But I believe that the restriction to statistical laws will be a passing one. Einstein had already embarked on his solitary journey in search of a unified field theory that he believed would save causality and an observer-independent reality. In the meantime, he would continue to challenge what was becoming the quantum orthodoxy, the Copenhagen interpretation. When they met again in Brussels at the 6th Solvay Conference in 1930, Einstein presented Bohr with an imaginary box of light.